And welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We are here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics related to health, nutrition, wellness, diet, and exercise. We're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the next hour. My co-host Dana Lake will return next week. Just to let everyone know, if you are listening to the show and are interested in past topics or past shows that we've done, you can always log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and download for free any of our archive shows. We have over 80 shows archived on the site, all wonderful shows regarding great information about health and wellness. So please feel free to use that resource. We're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a health and wellness pharmacy located here in Bethesda, Maryland. We have been around and operating for almost 40 years, helping people with their nutritional health and wellness needs. We have a regular pharmacy, so if you need just a regular prescription filled, you can come on in and use our wonderful pharmacist there. We also have a compounding pharmacy department, which does custom compounding, bioidentical hormones, customized nutritional prescriptions, and all sorts of other wonderful things with compounding pharmacy. And of course, we have our vitamin and supplement and wellness section. So we have a huge variety, over 10,000 different vitamins and supplements and herbal products for you. We have a nutritionist on staff. We have a herbalist on staff. We have myself, a naturopathic doctor, on staff. So if you come in, if you have any questions about health and wellness or getting started with a vitamin or supplement routine, it is a wonderful place to come to get a very wide variety of information and guidance as far as your health and wellness needs are concerned. So today we're really going to hit the ground running because I have such a great guest on for today. We're going to be talking about omega-3s is going to be one of the main topics we're going to be discussing today. And if you've ever listened to me host a show, I talk about this topic a lot. My last show a couple weeks ago, actually, we discussed omega-3s specifically for eye health. And we talked all about ocular disorders and some emerging research on how important omega-3 fatty acids, particularly from fish, are when it comes to supporting eye health. So that's a great show if you want to download that archive show. It talks a lot about some specific doses of omega-3s for helping people with dry eye syndrome, as well as some other exciting research that's going on regarding omega-3s and macular degeneration in a very big study that's underway right now called the ARAD study. So my guest today is Jordan Rubin, and he is one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Maker's Diet, as well as the author of 19 other health-related titles, including his latest work, Perfect Weight America. An international motivational speaker, Jordan hosts the weekly television show Extraordinary Health with Jordan Rubin that reaches more than 30 million households worldwide. He is founder and CEO of Garden of Life, a leading health and wellness company committed to empowering extraordinary health with whole food-based supplements, functional foods, and educational resources. So, Jordan, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's great to be with you today.
Yeah, ever since I've been, you know, in this industry of health and wellness, Garden of Life has been a product line that has always been highly respected and used by other naturopathic physicians and other doctors all around the country. So it's just a very privilege to have you on the show today.
And it's great to be here. I have a great connection with Village Green and its co-founder Irv Rosenberg for ever since I've been in this industry, really embraced the message. So it's exciting to be back.
Yeah, Irv was just so great. I mean, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, he was getting on to this idea of health and wellness and looking at health from a different perspective and really stepped outside the box of just his traditional pharmacy training and truly understood and got it about you can help so many people with these types of products and way of thinking about health. It's really great. So, Jordan, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, because I think it is a very interesting story, and you have such a great resume and have been involved as a leader in the industry for so long. I'd love for you to share some of that with our audience before we really get started on our main topic.
I'd love to. Many people in this great industry are here because we've been touched, either ourselves or a family member, by natural health, and I was no different. Although I'm the son of a naturopathic physician and chiropractor and really was born into this industry, like most teenagers, I strayed from my healthy diet and lifestyle upbringing, and whether it was that fact or an ill-advised vaccine in my late teen years, who knows, but I found myself at the age of 18 stricken with multiple illnesses, including Crohn's disease. I had arthritis. I had diabetes. I went from 185 pounds and healthy at nearly 6 foot 1 to 104 pounds in a wheelchair.
Wow.
I was deathly ill. Everything that I knew was crumbling before me. Not only was my health, my appearance, the lives of those that I loved were virtually destroyed. And I ended up going on a journey of 2 years trying conventional medicine, natural medicine, visiting 70 medical experts around the world, and ultimately landed in a wheelchair at death's door. And it wasn't until I looked back into the early part of our history, dating back to the biblical times, studying history and learning the science of human nutrition, that I was able to find principles that restored my health, principles such as the importance of raw and living foods, digestive health, and the things that I missed in all those physicians and health experts I visited, I was able to put together into a program that I would later write about and called the Maker's Diet, and I saw my health restored. And so the diseases that were called incurable, it was said I would need to be on medication the rest of my life, have multiple surgeries. None of that happened. I've been medication-free for 13 years, and in 1997, I started an organization called Garden of Life, which has a mission statement to empower ordinary people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In order to get well from a disease, in order to prevent an illness that you have a family history of, you need to do more than the average person. You need to do extra than the ordinary. But if you do that, you'll be the proud experiencer of extraordinary health. And so for the last 12 years, I've been sharing this message through books, television programs, and have formulated dozens of nutritional tools that we believe can help people in their quest for extraordinary health. So today, I believe that the industry is at its greatest opportunity. The way the economy is and people are so much more skeptical about what the standards of medicine are, that they're looking for health answers. But I can tell you in my travels and personally speaking in front of probably 500,000 people that as much as the deficiencies of vitamin D, omega-3 fats are rampant, there's a greater deficiency in hope. And so if you ask what I do more than anything, I like to share a message of health, but more importantly, hope. Because anyone who's listening today, whether you're dealing with a health issue, have a loved one who's suffering, whether your doctor has told you you have 6 months to live and you've unfortunately begun to believe it, what I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that if you will embrace these age-old principles, these timeless truths of wellness, your tomorrow can be better than today, next week better than this week, and why not make 2009 your best year ever?
Sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about the Maker's Diet. I mean, I know that was a book that got you a lot of attention at first, and it was one of your, was that your first book, Jordan, or was that
it was my third book, but the first one I guess garnered the attention of people outside of our industry.
Right. So I think it's a really interesting concept. And I mean, you know, you talk about eating raw, organically grown whole grains, fruits, vegetables, fermented dairy, grass-fed beef and poultry. I mean, it's such an important concept. You know, our diet has gone so far from where it was optimally designed to support the optimal health of humans. You know, you went back to biblical writings to understand. I want you to share with my listeners a little bit about that journey and what you found out and how that relates specifically to health.
Well, I think that everybody would understand that 100 years ago, we ate and lived differently than we do today. And it's true. People have been healthier in the past than today by far. Statistics are skewed with infant mortality and advances in science. And I believe people are living longer today, but most of us know that our parents and grandparents are suffering, spending 5 to 10 of their last years with dementia, age-related neurodegeneration, problems that really many of them wouldn't want to be alive. But if you look back 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, you'll find people groups such as those mentioned in the Bible that ate and lived differently and experienced amazing levels of health in a time where medicine was in its way infancy, where childbirth happened oftentimes outside or in a tent, and people that gave birth or women that gave birth would be back at work in the field, it seems, the next day. But what I found was that there were commonalities between the diets of these individuals hundreds and if not thousands of years ago, and wonderful levels of health. It talks about in the Bible and other writings that people would die, and when they died, their eyesight was good, their mental health was there, and they were generally healthy. They died of what we call old age, which just doesn't seem to happen anymore. And so what I realized was there were certain nutrients that we don't get in our common diet that these individuals consumed, and their diet was rich in enzymes and probiotics, crucial factors for the gut. They consumed proteins, often in their raw form, from unpasteurized dairy products. They consumed fruits and vegetables, and particularly the high-nutrient, low-sugar fruits, and they ate a lot more sparingly than we did. So it was an opportunity for me to follow a plan that has been really proven to work through history, eat a much simpler diet, yet delicious foods. And unfortunately for me, in this country, not everything that I wanted to eat that I found in the Bible and through history was available everywhere. So I went to California. My home's in Florida, so I traveled to California, where unpasteurized dairy products are legal and they're sold on health food store shelves. And I really spent that time, even though I was deathly ill, I spent that time focusing on a little bit about what my life had been, but more about what it would be. And so after 69 medical experts and programs and hundreds of supplements failed, I had a real feeling in my heart that this was going to work. Not only would it work, but it would help other people find an easily implementable program that you don't have to go to Germany to get a venous flytrap infusion or cellular sheep cell therapy from England. I mean, these are the things that I tried because I was desperate. Yeah. But now, an eating program, a thinking program, a way of life could help virtually anybody become healthier.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. The foods that we're eating and that we're exposed to are so different from the foods that we need to achieve optimal health. It really does take a lot of effort and education to understand what we need to eat and go back to the roots. And I think, the Maker's Diet is, I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about some of the recommendations in there. Is it specific with whole grains, right?
And not just, the typical kind of wheat and rice, but I recommend heirloom grains such as kamut and spelt, which are versions of wheat. I'm a big fan of grains like quinoa, amaranth, millet, and buckwheat. But grains don't make up a huge part of the program in the beginning, because I do believe that too many of us consume an abundance of carbohydrates. So we really focus, it's a three-phase program. Phase one focuses on consuming lots of fruits and vegetables, particularly the higher nutrient, higher fiber, lower sugar fruits and vegetables, cultured dairy products, but I eliminate cow's milk the first 2 weeks because many people have sensitivities. So I recommend sheep's milk and goat milk products.
And fermented dairy. So just for listeners, we're going to be talking about things like yogurts and kefirs and things that have been fermented with good probiotic bacteria.
Absolutely, because in the Bible times, there were no refrigerators. So they either consumed the milk from a sheep, goat, or a cow immediately, or they stored it in the intestinal sacks of these animals, and they would naturally culture into something between kefir and cheese, often soft cheeses, hard cheeses. Dairy was a huge part of their diet, but it was always raw, and it was always from animals that consumed their natural diet, mostly grass, which is an amazing food for people. And animal foods, I consumed not just beef, but grass-fed beef. And that's not the only red meat. Lamb and buffalo, venison, all these animal foods that the Bible talks about. And, of course, cold water fish, such as wild salmon and tuna and many other fish. What I avoided was shellfish and pork. Now, people call this kosher, but in the Bible, there were specific mandates for the Israelites to avoid pork and shellfish. And I believe today, and not many people are talking about it, but there is a lot of reason not to consume these animals. They are more toxic. Yes, we are infatuated with pork and shellfish in this country, particularly in areas such as Florida and then Maryland, of course. But these animals are dwellers and eaters of toxic material. They're the garbage collectors of this planet. I could tell you story after story that would make everyone listening never want to consume pork again. But the bottom line, folks, is that there are animals that are designed to process grass and certain vegetation into healthy meat, healthy dairy. Those are the ones we are to consume. But the animals that have similar physiology and digestive tracts to humans, like dogs, cats, skunks, pigs, and then, of course, these shellfish, they're designed to collect waste and store it. That's the bottom line. So that's one of the main tenets of the program. Eat the animal foods that the Bible talks about as healthy. And today we've seen in science that even dates back to 1953 that there's reason to follow these mandates. Also consume healthy eggs. I believe eggs are wonderful, cooked and raw, especially if you get them from farms and chickens that eat their normal diet. And I even talk about in the Maker's Diet the fact that human beings really are designed to derive energy from the sun, not just through our skin, which I think is very important. I talk about the importance of sunlight and exercise and breathing and forgiveness, but it's important to understand that all of our nutrition comes from the sun. When we eat a plant food, it captured the power of the sun. When we eat an animal food, it ate a plant food that captured the power of the sun. The way that our animals are fed today, the grain that is fed to livestock, the pellets that are fed to farmed fish, the way that chickens are treated, they're not properly capturing this energy from the sun to transfer it to humans. So I could talk on and on, Dr. Passero, about how following a diet and lifestyle that's rooted in history can give us the health that our ancient ancestors had. And I don't care who you talk to, anybody, if you look back in their family tree, they're going to have lived a healthier quality of life. You take away the infant mortality, the hygiene issues that were rampant prior to the early 1900s, bottom line, you eat and live the way that the healthiest people in the world did, you're going to experience those results even in today's toxic world.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We've certainly come a long way from the foods that our bodies were historically intended to eat. And, you know, there is huge differences in the health of consuming animals that have been fed grass versus grain. It completely changes the fatty acid content of the animal. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to be discussing the importance of omega-3 with Jordan Rubin. And so don't go anywhere. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by The Village Green. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. And we'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. discussing topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. Today we have a great guest and we're doing a great show. In the last segment, we were talking about some very important aspects of diet and nutrition and how they relate to health. We have Jordan Rubin on as a guest, who is one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He's the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Maker's Diet, as well as the author of 19 other health-related titles, including his latest work, Perfect Weight America. He is also the founder and CEO of Garden of Life Supplements, which is a wonderful supplement company. So he was telling us in the last segment of his own story of basically physician heal thyself, where he experienced a lot of health issues in his youth and throughout seeking advice from many different medical and health experts, found his path, which was finding a good diet of whole grains, fruits, vegetables, fermented dairy products, and eating the right kind of animal meat. So we were just talking about the importance of eating the right kind of animal products. And Jordan was explaining some of the foods to avoid and talking about shellfish and pork, which, although, you know, some of the Maker's Diet is based on diet guidelines from biblical times. Now, of course, we know that shellfish and pork are not kosher. Well, if we look a little bit closer, as Jordan was explaining, we know that these animals are not designed to process food in a way that creates a healthy type of food for humans versus some other animals that have the digestive system necessary to digest the right foods like grasses. When they do that process, they create a type of fat and a type of byproduct in their flesh that oftentimes becomes becomes very healthy for humans. So we're going to first talk about the difference between, let's say, a cow eating grains versus grass. So Jordan, I certainly know the answer to this, but you do such a great job explaining these things. I want you to explain to our audience what some of the differences are if you have an animal like a cow that eats grain or that eats grass.
Well, it's interesting. When you go to a fine steak restaurant, they proudly say grain-fed beef.
Exactly.
And the average person would think that that's a benefit, but cows were not meant to eat grain. Buffalo weren't meant to eat grain. Deer, sheep, goats, these are the animals that we'd consider healthy livestock. They were designed to eat grass. They were designed to take grass, which is a tiny food source, and turn into these powerful, well-muscled bodies. They do that because they have something similar to four stomachs. It's almost like a fermentation tank, if you will. These are ruminating animals. And so the Bible says, eat only animals that have a cloven or split hoof and chew the cud. Well, people think, well, what's the deal with that? Well, the hoof really was indicative of having a certain body that enabled them to eat grass, process it, and turn it into healthy meat. And what also would happen when an animal eats what it's supposed to eat, which is grass for what you'd call red meat, small marine life and sea vegetation for healthy fish, and when it comes to chickens and ducks and turkeys, they're supposed to eat pretty much whatever they find.
Right.
They have grubs. They eat worms.
Mm-hmm.
They eat diets that are extremely rich in omega-3s, and guess what? So contain their eggs, large amounts of omega-3s. But when any of these animals are fed grain or byproducts, the balance of nutrients in their flesh is altered. In fact, the egg is a perfect example. Today, an egg raised, created from battery-raised chickens has about 20 to 50 times more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3s. Because these chickens are fed grain, they're injected with lots of medications, they get certain hormone additives, they're raised totally and barbarically, if you ask me, and that is the ratio. The egg is supposed to contain a ratio of 4-to-1 or even 1-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3, and guess what? Our bodies and our diets are meant to have the same ratio, 4-to-1 to 1-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3s as an egg, but guess what they have? 20-to-50-to-1 in favor of omega-6. And what does that do? Well, omega-6s are essential and important, coming from vegetable oils, a lot of processed foods, and excess grain consumption. An imbalance, too much omega-6 versus omega-3, can give us too much inflammation. We have skin problems, hormone problems, problems with our brain, wound healing, immune dysfunction. So these are the things that the average American deals with, and you can see by how our children start eating. They don't like fish. They don't consume the right kinds of vegetables and fruits. They don't really consume healthy eggs, and kids don't like eggs that much. Most kids that I meet that are teenagers today haven't had real fish in years, never have had lamb, and don't like to eat eggs any other way but in an omelet, and that's even rare these days. So we have completely thrown off at the balance. And the most common illnesses today, heart disease, cancers, diabetes, they all are influenced by this critical balance of omega-6s and omega-3s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that omega-6s feed pathways in the body that promote inflammation. And we know that a lot of the chronic diseases that Americans are dealing with these days are related to chronic inflammation. Heart disease was related to inflammation in the blood vessels that leads to the formation of plaques. Cancer, we know, has a lot of ties to inflammatory processes. So we know that a lot of the things we're dealing with have to do with inflammation, and having a ratio in your body of omega-6s so high to omega-3s, there's no balance, right? I mean, it's all inflammatory pathways being run versus the omega-3 fatty acids promote the anti-inflammatory pathways.
Absolutely. And because of the fact that people don't eat enough fish, most of the fish, particularly where I live, especially salmon, which is a great source of omega-3s, is Atlantic or farm-raised. It's actually gray, not pink, but they coat it with a certain coloring to make it look appealing. The other sources of omega-3s in our diet are virtually non-existent. And while you can get omega-3s from vegetable or vegetarian sources such as flaxseed, hemp seed, chia seed, that form, alpha-linolenic acid, is very difficult to convert from ALA to the important elongated omega-3 fats, DHA and EPA. Those are the two fatty acids that are being discovered or rediscovered by medicine, and they're the subject of literally studies each and every day come out on their benefits. The darling of medicine and media is something that was really brought to light in the health of an obscure culture that continental Americans knew nothing about 80 years ago. Of course, we all know about Eskimos now, but the health of the Eskimos is what pointed individuals, researchers, anthropologists, and doctors to study this crucial key to our health. And that's where I got my impetus and really the idea to create formulas known as Oceans 3, which will help people tip the scales of this omega-3, omega-6 balance in their favor. Now, of course, I want you to consume healthy eggs that are rich in omega-3s. They're labeled that way now in health food stores, easy to find. Consume wild fish such as salmon, sardines, herring, mackerel, certain species of tuna. Definitely consume grass-fed animal foods. Consume your flaxseed and your chia seed. But for those who just don't make diet as much of a priority, you need to supplement with omega-3s. And what I found was that throughout these last 80 years of interest in omega-3s, I believe researchers have found one compound, the omega-3 fats, that are important. Whereas when I researched the healthiest cultures in the world who ate fish, who consumed these foods, I found three distinct compounds that represented what is, in my opinion, the true health from the ocean. And since we've only known about one, I want to introduce you to the other two today and explain that if you are just taking fish oil supplements, you may be missing two crucial pieces to the puzzle.
Okay, so what are those two pieces?
Well, if you look back at the diet of the Eskimos, they ate 90 to 95% fat and meat in the harshest climates in the world. They would eat whale, seal, walrus, yep, and fish. But when they did, their only source of vegetation is a little bit gross, but it's true. They virtually no vegetables. They were cancer and cardiovascular disease free, according to anthropologists and researchers that lived with them for up to 17 years.
Right, which is totally counterintuitive because whale blubber, seal blubber is huge amounts of saturated fat.
Right, mm-hmm. And of course the protein, fat, that's all they ate. But they consumed a small amount of vegetation from the intestinal sacs of these animals. Believe me, when they caught an animal in the bitter cold where you couldn't even see your fingers in front of your face if you held your hand up, they ate everything, and inside these intestinal sacs of these animals, there were the remnants of small marine life that was pink in color and sea vegetation. And in this pink or red marine life, everything from phytoplankton to small crustaceans like shrimp, and in this brown seaweed were found two powerful carotenoids, astaxanthin and fucoxanthin, that not only were part of the Eskimos' diet, but today the typical Japanese meal, and the Japanese consume 7.6 times on average more omega-3s than we do. They sit down to eat red fish like salmon or snapper. Mm-hmm. They have a bowl of miso soup with brown seaweed in it. They're getting the omega-3s from the fish, astaxanthin, which is the red pigment that makes the fish red, and fucoxanthin, which is the carotenoid in brown seaweed, all together at a typical meal. By taking just omega-3s, you're missing out on these benefits. Omega-3s need antioxidants, and two of the most powerful antioxidants ever discovered that are unique in their structure and function are astaxanthin and fucoxanthin. You've probably heard of omega-3s, but if you haven't heard of and are not consuming these two carotenoids, I believe you're missing the boat, pun intended.
So what you've done is you've tried to create a product that basically mimics what you would find in a more natural environment. So if you were living with the Eskimos and you were eating that traditional diet, these are the top nutrients that you would be getting that seem to be really correlated, possibly with one of the reasons why they enjoy such great health.
I believe so. Yeah. And if you look at omega-3 fats, they need antioxidants to maintain their stability. They're polyunsaturated fats, mm-hmm, which in essence are unstable.
Yep.
And when you have an antioxidant, it helps it support the stability and freshness. And these antioxidants, astaxanthin and fucoxanthin, are fat soluble. They need a fat in order to properly function. So it's a match made in heaven.
Sure, it makes perfect sense if you know nature packaged them that way. That's probably the reason why.
And astaxanthin not only is an antioxidant carotenoid, but it's been shown to be 14 times more powerful than vitamin E, 53 times more powerful than beta-carotene, and 64 times more powerful than vitamin C. And astaxanthin, which comes now from green algae that creates a red pigment to protect itself from the massive sunlight. The largest producers are in Hawaii and Polynesia because of the massive sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
They actually create an internal sunscreen, and when you consume it as a human being, which is why most of the consumption of astaxanthin is in Hawaii, you are protecting yourself from certain rays of the sun, but even better, you're allowing individuals to get more sunlight, which we all need. So I believe a side benefit of astaxanthin is you'll get more vitamin D because you can be exposed to UV rays longer without burning. And fucoxanthin is a totally unique carotenoid that not only helps burn fat, actually creating and generating heat within your fat cells, but it prevents fat cell oxidation. Now, all of us, especially those of us who are cleansing or getting healthier, we are allowing the fat cells to dump their toxins. But if we're not careful, they can become oxidized, which creates more problems, which is why we feel kind of yucky when we cleanse or improve our diets. Fucoxanthin prevents fat cells from being oxidized each and every day. So this combination of these three compounds, which I call omega xanthan, represents the breakthrough in this Oceans 3 formulation. You know, fish oil is a great category. Everyone seems to even choose a fish oil before a multivitamin these days.
Yep.
But if you understand the true essence of the great health of all the cultures that have lived near the oceans, lakes, and streams that always have been the healthiest people in the world, you'll understand that fish oil is not enough. If you eat salmon today, folks, which is great, you're getting astaxanthin. If you almost any food you eat that's rich in omega-3s is going to have antioxidants along with it. Why would we decompartmentalize this in order to get healthy? And so I've really not done anything special. I've just put back what nature intended. And if you're taking a fish oil today as a listener, which I hope you are, I recommend strongly that you take the product you're using, maybe slide it to the back of your pantry, give Oceans 3 with omega xanthan a try, and I believe you're going to experience a renewed level of health and well-being that you'll believe is the true representation of omega-3 health.
Well, it certainly makes sense to package these antioxidants along with the oils the way nature intended. So I think it's a great concept and definitely recommends a unique approach to fish oil supplementation. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be continuing this conversation and talking about some other very specific innovations and some other specific products that use the omega xanthan as a base and combine it with some other great ingredients. We're going to be talking more about this importance of taking omega-3 fatty acids and some of the other health conditions that it can be beneficial for. So this is Dr. Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We'll be right back from our break. And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of health and wellness topics. We're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary located in Bethesda, Maryland. We have a great show today. We've been talking about important concepts with healthy diet and nutrition and ways to restore optimal and extraordinary health, as well as we've been touching on some of the importance of omega-3 fatty acids and some of the foods you might find them in and some of the foods you might not find them in. If you're interested in listening to the show in its entirety, if you're just tuning in, you can always log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and you can download for free any and all of our archive shows. So I really encourage you to do that. Today's guest is Jordan Rubin, who is one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He's written a New York Times best-selling book, The Maker's Diet, as well as 19 other health-related titles. He is also the founder and CEO of Garden of Life, a leading health and wellness company committed to empowering extraordinary health with whole food-based supplements. So, Jordan, great to have you on.
It's been great to be here.
So we've been talking a little bit in the last segment. We really talked about your omega-3, your new omega-3 supplement, and this concept, this thing of the omega-xanthans. So using these unique compounds, the astaxanthin and fucoxanthin. And you were talking about how some of the microorganisms naturally produce the astaxanthin as an antioxidant to protect them from the sun. And I just have a great story about that. My wife is very fair-skinned. She's Scandinavian. She's from Minnesota. And we went to Jamaica on a vacation, and she burns very easily, and I had her take astaxanthin as a supplement, and it was the first time she had ever been on a tropical vacation where there's a lot of UV exposure and not burned. Even when she used sunscreen, she used to burn. So it really is, it does work. We were absolutely amazed about how taking this antioxidant internally literally helped to protect her skin from the damaging UV rays from the sun. It was really a great experience.
Well, and not only that, as I mentioned earlier, vitamin D is such a critical, not even really a nutrient, it's really a hormone or a pleiotropic compound, but your wife was able to get hundreds of thousands of IUs of vitamin D and able to stay out in the sun longer due to astaxanthin's use. And that's just one of the things that astaxanthin does, being that it's a carotenoid of the xanthophyll families, as is fucoxanthin. But what I want people to understand, if you're using a fish oil, you're definitely getting a great beneficial compound, omega-3s. But when you combine the compounds as omega-xanthin is, you're getting synergy. 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3, it equals 6. But,
right.
But let me talk a little bit about how this omega-xanthin was created. I mentioned earlier that we studied the ancient cultures, we studied the Eskimos, we studied the cultures in Norway and Iceland, we studied the Japanese, and found that when a healthy meal was consumed, these three nutrients or compounds, high potency and purity omega-3 fish oil combined with astaxanthin and fucoxanthin, work perfectly together and were in these meals in combination. When you consume the Oceans 3 Beyond Omega-3 formulas, and let me mention, there's six formulas, but the Beyond Omega-3 comes in soft gel caps or in a liquid cod liver oil format. They provide the same benefits. So if you want a liquid, and by the way, it tastes amazing. It's a orange tangerine flavor. We don't use a lot of flavors, thickeners. It almost has the viscosity of water because the astaxanthin has so many wonderful natural compounds that it works really well. It's this deep red color. It's just amazing. My son loves it. He's 4. And I'm about to get my two babies that are each less than 2 started on it. They right now consume it in their infant formula. But when you consume the Oceans 3 Beyond Omega-3 formulas, either the capsules or the cod liver oil liquid, you're going to support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy triglyceride and cholesterol levels, support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, maintain healthy C-reactive protein levels, support anti-aging through antioxidant cellular protection, promote stress management and emotional well-being, maintain bone density and overall bone health, support joint health and flexibility, maintain a healthy immune system, eye health and normal vision, normal brain function and nervous system health, maintenance of healthy skin, and support the body's normal recovery from muscle overuse, which means exercise. Now, the benefits you just heard, which I can imagine everyone listening either themselves or knows someone who could benefit in one or all of those areas, this is not from fish oil. These only come from the combination of compounds, omega-xanthin, contained in Oceans 3. And if you want those benefits, Beyond Omega-3, capsules or cod liver oil are the way to go.
Yeah, we know fish oils have such wonderful benefits on the body, and I can imagine how that's just amplified and multiplied by adding these other very powerful carotenoids to it. So let's talk about, you mentioned some stuff about brain function. I know you guys have developed a specific product called Better Brain, which is use these omega-xanthines combined with some other compounds to help specifically support brain function. What have you guys done in developing that product?
This is an amazing product, and I would say since the Oceans 3 products have been available, which is only a month now, this has been the most exciting and generated the most interest. You know, brain health is not just something that older people are interested in preserving, and obviously with the 70-plus million baby boomers, it's a hot topic. But for those of us who are younger, who are busy executives, athletes, stay-at-home moms, whatever, we want sharper and better brain health. And so what we've done is we've taken the omega-3 fish oil, the astaxanthin and the fucoxanthin, the omega-xanthin compound, already good for brain health, and we combined it with certain B vitamins, and they're not just any vitamins. They are raw food-created nutrients, such as in our product line, the Vitamin Code. We have fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, again, in their raw food-created form. And then we've added three clinically studied, highly effective compounds, one of which is called vinpocetine, which is an extract of the periwinkle plant.
Mm-hmm.
One is called bacopa or brahmi, which is an Ayurvedic herbal that's been used for thousands of years.
Yeah, very well researched for brain health.
And the last is phosphatidylserine, which is a key component of the phospholipid membrane in human cells. And each of those compounds are in their clinically studied amount. Now, Better Brain has all the omega-3s you're going to need, over 1,000 milligrams per serving. It can be used by ages 4 and over. So when you're listening to some of these benefits, you might be thinking, wow, I have a child who's 5 that could really concentrate better in school. This is for the young and the old alike. And let me just mention, the Better Brain formula has all the benefits I spoke of earlier that the Beyond Omega-3 formulas do. It's going to support cardiovascular health. It's going to support skin health, immune system, bones, a healthy inflammatory response. In addition, the Better Brain formula supports brain function by improving blood flow and the utilization of oxygen. That is the key to getting brain nutrition amped up. It's going to provide nutritional support for mild memory loss associated with stress or aging, support mental focus, memory, and learning functions, support mental acuity, promote a relaxed state of mind, and it does all this because the key constituents of Better Brain cross the blood-brain barrier, which means they get where they need to go. And people that take Better Brain notice a difference in a matter of days, because when you oxygenate the brain, improve blood flow, with compounds that cross the blood-brain barrier, you are really providing your brain the ultimate in nutrition. And as many people believe, as the brain goes, the body goes.
Yep. Very important to keep that brain healthy. And it's very important to have nutrients that do cross the blood-brain barrier if you're looking to support brain health. So unfortunately, we're just about out of time, Jordan. I mean, there's so much great information. We could talk for hours about these different things related to essential fatty acids. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today and providing your story and your experiences and all your expertise. I think it was really beneficial for all the listeners.
And if anyone wants more info, go to oceansandthenumber3.com. Tell you everything about the formulas, and you can even get a coupon to shop at Village Green for these great products.
Yep, we stock them at Village Green, so if you have further questions, you can stop in. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of these topics and just wrapping up on today's topics. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. My co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., covering a wide range of topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. Today's show, if you've been listening since the beginning, has been a great show. We really had a great special guest on, Jordan Rubin, who has been a leader in the health and wellness industry for a long time. He's the founder and CEO of the company called Garden of Life, which a lot of people know of. They make a very popular probiotic called Primal Defense, which a lot of people really like, and they've just rolled out a new omega-3 product, which I think is very interesting. As he was talking about, it combines some very powerful carotenoids naturally found in the sea environment that act very synergistically with the omega-3 essential fatty acids. Some things that he didn't get to touch on. I mean, of course, when it comes to using a fish oil, you got to be very careful about its purity, its level of peroxidation. If you've listened to my show before, you've heard all about this. Reading the literature that the company had sent me regarding their quality control for the omega-3 Oceans 3 line, they do a very good job of molecular distillation and third-party testing to make sure there's no heavy metals. They meet and surpass all standards for the European Union as in regards to heavy metal contamination and peroxidation issues, lead, dioxins, and PCBs. The European pharmacopoeia standards for fish oils are the only ones that are really established, the Norwegian and the European ones. America doesn't have any. So if you have any other questions, you can feel free to stop in the Village Green. I'm there every Tuesday, and you can feel free to ask to speak with me directly or speak with one of our nutritional counselors or herbalists. It is a wonderful place to go to get resources on health and wellness issues. So again, thank you for listening. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with The Essentials of Healthy Living.